Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill-Hill, could you please serve everyone on Profile This is played?
Oh, sure can, Miles.
Yeah.
It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Jason. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitches!
Hola! All right, Jason, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. You have your choice today of one of three categories. Today we have Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. And finally, today we offer you Seriously, where you guess the petty conflict that led to violence.
Oh, let's go with Seriously.
In this case, we go to a cruise ship. Carnival cruise passengers were caught trading punches in an absolutely wild brawl. Now, the fight went down in the early hours last Monday morning as the ship was en route to Miami on the final day of the cruise. Now, in a video, a large group is seen throwing haymakers at each other, with some hitting the floor, others getting wrapped in headlocks. Now, security tries to defuse the melee, but has no luck, with one guard even running out of the brawl and grabbing his radio. The cruise goer who captured the footage, one Mike Terra, he turns the camera on himself and says, "This is what led to the fight." Now, Terra did clarify it's unclear exactly what sparked the fight, but it broke up as the group lined up for food. All right. And that's what leads us to the question, what led to this brawl among multiple passengers on a Carnival cruise line? Was it that someone cut in line? Was it that someone took the last hot dog? Was it a fight over chicken tenders? Or did somebody push a child? So cut in line, took the last hot dog, chicken tenders, or pushed a child. Why did dozens upon dozens of Carnival cruise ship passengers start throwing haymakers?
Mike, do you know this?
I do too.
You do know the answer?
I'm going to step out of this and
Jason. All right.
So that leaves Jason and D. Ted Smith.
I would be kind of amused if we were pushing a child, so I kind of chuckled at that one, but...
That's hilarious, Jason.
It is to me, but I have a messed up sense of humor. I think the implication here is that it was over something petty, however, and that doesn't sound too petty to me. That does sound like something that could potentially cause a brawl, so I don't know. What do you think, Ted?
Late night, last night of the cruise, you're drinking, you're dancing... You know what sounds good? Chicken fingers.
You're going to go chicken tenders.
All right. Okay.
Or tenders.
Yep.
Tenders.
You know what? I'm going to go with Ted on this one. I'm going to pick chicken tenders, final answer.
Chicken tenders as well.
What was the fight over? Someone cut in line, took the last hot dogs, chicken tenders, or push a child? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the men.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Category is seriously on profile. This cruise passengers were involved in a large fight on the last day of their voyage.
That is correct.
Question is, why was there a fight the last day of a cruise? Is it because someone cut in line? Someone took the last hot dog? Was it a fight over chicken tenders, or did someone push a child?
And Jason, that's the question that we posed to you. We got to know you a little bit, that you were deeply hoping that the answer would be that someone pushed a child.
I mean, I don't know if I was hoping that.
No, I'm going to go ahead and say you were hoping. You're hoping like that's the answer, because as you put it, that's funny. But you also said chances are this fight happened over something more trivial. So you acknowledge that pushing a child, perhaps not trivial, but it is funny. However, you ended up agreeing with D. Ted Smith, and you went with chicken tenders, which is very stupid and very correct, sir.
Yes.
I'm not sure. So what was it about the chicken tenders that led to this fight? Was it that
he just films it and then just spins it and goes, this is over chicken tenders.
Mm-hmm. But we're
and
not
there's
sure.
There's no explanation.
What, okay.
I'm just, guessing yeah. people took, there. Maybe there's a
taking
limit.
Too many, maybe just like filled up two plates.
I mean, look, I don't know. I was on the one cruise, and there were some kids, not a lot. And the kids definitely had hot dogs, pizza slices, chicken tenders, and all that. It's impossible to take the last of anything. Right? Once they get low, they replenish it. Yep. Without a doubt. So I'm trying to think, what happened with chicken tenders?
I will say this reminds me of a favorite story at the Gorge backstage for Power's old station, right?
Yeah.
Cube 93, when it was, you know. So I'm back there with our friend Leslie. It's catered by his elf.
Okay.
Oh, and nice.
We're like this like VIP section, and there's one piece left. There's this dude next to us. And he just looks down and goes, you don't have to give it to me because I'm black.
Did you take it?
Yes.
Come pick it out, brother.
Full disclosure, I wasn't. He's a big man. I was like, go ahead. He's like, you don't have to give it to me because I'm black. And I went, thanks.
Okay. Jesus. Now for all TV news all the time, time for TV Time with T.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today. You got the Jimmy,
Fallon Kimmel,
Seth Meyers, writers, Stephen Colbert, or Ted Smith?
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right there. The title is, guys, have teams and talents and writers help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Some medical news. A new research shows the urine of a diabetic contains so much sugar that it can be made into whiskey. So next time you get cut off, find a buddy with diabetes.
Ted Smith.
Fallon. Smith. Nice. Hey, man, pee in this glass for me, bro.
I don't serve it anymore, man. Can you pee in this cup? Amazon is adding vending machines stocked with prescription drugs to their medical clinics. So now you can touch the buttons, knowing someone very sick touched them right before you.
Foul.
Yeah, foul. That is foul.
Amazon is adding vending machines stocked with prescription drugs to their medical clinics. So now you can touch the buttons, knowing that someone very sick touched them right before you.
In a recent interview with 60 Minutes, Guy Fieri said 24,000 bottles of his tequila was stolen. Sounds like now we know the reason Sammy Hagar can't drive 55.
Writers.
Seth? Writers.
Yeah. Do you know they teamed up for that?
I do know.
Two Guy Fieri and Hagar?
That's why it was in the joke, man.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know if most people knew that.
In Miles' defense, I knew that. I did not know that's why you put him in the chair.
Full disclosure, he had to wait a ton of time. It's been like 15 years where he can get back into the tequila game. Because once he sold Cabo Wabo,
right,
you know what I mean? They said, like, look, like, it's like Gazelles. And then Heaven Sing. Like, they went like, yeah, you can't really do that. You know?
Look, if there's a world where Sammy Hagar and Guy Fieri aren't friends, I don't want to live in it.
And I don't think there is that world.
Right?
In any dimension you go to, they are friends.
It's the 80th anniversary of the microwave patent. And to celebrate, they had a cake that was scorching hot on the outside, nice cold in the middle.
Seth.
Fallon. That's Seth Meyers.
It's the 80th anniversary of the first patent for the microwave. To celebrate, they had a cake that was scorching hot on the outside and ice cold in the middle.
Since TSA is not getting paid during the shutdown, I read that hundreds of them have been calling in sick. Passengers are like, wait, then who just felt me up at the airport?
Fallon.
Yeah, it's Fallon. That's Fallon.
Since TSA agents aren't getting paid during the shutdown, I read that hundreds of them have been calling in sick. Yep. Passengers are like, wait, then who just felt me up at the airport?
All right, this is kind of an interesting list here. And truthfully, I'm all over the place on this list.
All right.
So they put out the most and least relaxing shows, TV shows to watch.
All right, that's fair.
Right, some shows to help you kind of go to sleep or whatever. So basically, at the top 10 of the most relaxing, most soothing
relaxing
shows.
Are these current shows or just like all time?
Both.
Okay. A relaxing show. Scripted?
So some of them, honestly, are just super popular comedies that I have used to go to sleep.
Okay.
Is Family Guy on there? I'm a Family Guy.
You know what, Miles? I'm with you. I put on Family Guy, but it's not on the list.
I think it's Friends.
Friends is on the list.
Yep, yep.
Now think about me.
Seinfeld.
Thank you, Mike.
Okay.
Seinfeld was on there. God, I heard the music the other day at my buddy's house, and I knew exactly what the show was. It's a children's show. It's got, the theme song's kind of a bop.
What, Bluey?
Yeah.
Is it kind of a bop? I don't know the Bluey theme song.
It's a game that they play. It's not bad. Okay. As far as intros go, it's
my kids
not the
never
worst.
Watched that one, so I never heard that one.
Yeah.
Little Einsteins, I know. Freaking Paw Patrol. Jesus Christ.
It is world's best.
All the
than
hits.
Paw Patrol.
Paw Patrol. I remember my kid recently, whatever. He was like, you didn't like Paw Patrol? I said, no. He goes, well, why'd you watch it? I said, because you guys wouldn't watch it without me, but you insisted on watching it. And I said, by the way, you know what that town's problem is? They go, what? I said, maybe don't make a dog your fire chief. I'm just saying. When you let puppies
What's
take
the fire chief's name?
I remember the dozer was a construction dude. Basically, they look like the village people. Then there's a cop whose name I don't, but all their names kind of lend themselves to whatever it is they did.
Marshall.
Marshall
because he's a fire marshal.
Exactly. But basically, they're the village people, but they're puppies.
Tell you what, you ever watch Bob the Builder?
I never did. Never did.
Randomly the other day, I watched an episode.
Why?
Because he can.
Thank you, Mike. I don't know. Maybe
what
I was,
did he build?
It's not as much that. It's that the other guys are real a-hole. And it's like, I know it's a kid's show, but they were like, Bob, you don't have like the permits or something. And I'm like, how's this for kids? Like,
permits?
I was just getting pissed off. And then Bob had to come in and get his crew.
Did you call 811, Bob?
They had to like redo the whole thing. Yeah, I don't know. Did they check before they dug?
Right.
Hey, what was our lady in here for?
Yeah, 811.
Yeah, I don't think they called. I was very annoyed with the other guy.
Damn.
And like, how did he get that contract that Bob didn't?
City permits.
Okay, calm down, Ted. All right, these are relaxing shows, soothing shows.
Clearly, Bob the Builder's not one of them.
It's not. That's why it's on in the morning.
What's going on out here?
Yeah, you got to get your kids all riled up. and annoyed with permits and how that guy got it.
Half the time, Bob just leaning on a shovel, smoking a cigarette.
Yeah. Well, you know why they got that? Because he underbid. He's going to do shoddy work.
Yeah. His bulldozer's alive, for God's sake.
He's hungover. Maybe I was sitting there with somebody's kid. I just remember sitting there being like, I'm going to kill this guy.
Yep. What's going on?
Just let Bob do it.
He can fix it.
Stupid town.
That would kill it.
Faulty Towers made it. That's a British TV show from the 70s.
Faulty Towers.
Was Faulty Towers, was that? That wasn't the, who, what was the it's one with the two drunk ladies?
Almost Famous.
Yeah,
no, something absolutely fabulous.
There you go.
Absolutely Fabulous.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Almost Famous was the movie. Kate
movie.
Hudson.
Movie. Yeah. yeah, Kate Hudson.
Absolutely Fabulous. Yes.
They say Yes, Minister. It's a British Never show from the 80s.
Yes, Minister.
You had a Minister.
The only way you could really watch this stuff was on PBS.
Back in the day, for
or
sure.
Or MTV, like with the young ones.
I just know my mom loved that Ab Fab show. I have watched it as an adult and get it. But like as a 12-year-old, I was like, why
they were hammered.
This? They right, you get it. They're
but
just
you
like,
don't. You do know that occasionally they were hammered.
That wouldn't shock me.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Right, we said Friends was on there, and then Pride and Prejudice. 1995 BBC miniseries.
I'm sure I'd fall asleep.
And then Mr. Bean also makes the list.
Mr. Bean.
You guys still haven't watched the Bee thing yet?
Yes, I have.
And?
Awesome.
It was great.
It's hilarious.
I need to watch that.
It was absolutely
like the Bee movie?
No, it's not. It's
the Man and the Bee or something like that. Man versus Bee.
It's Rowan Atkinson. Every episode is like 10 minutes, man.
I watched it. I don't know why. I didn't care for it. And I love Mr. Bean. And then, have you seen him as Rowan Atkinson? Right. I guess I called him Mr. Bean. Have you seen him as Johnny English?
No. I never saw him.
Oh, Miles, watch Johnny English.
What is he?
He's basically a super, he's basically James Bond, if somehow James Bond just tripped his way through stuff.
Okay. And so he's Peter Sellers.
Yeah.
Pink Panther.
Okay.
Get smart.
I don't know. Pink Panther, to me, was a cartoon.
Oh, man, I forgot to.
So the other list they have is things that are not soothing to watch. They just have a few of them. Sons of Anarchy is on that list.
Okay, yeah.
Dexter, Spartacus, The Boys, Mr. Robot, Black Mirror, Daredevil, Boardwalk Empire, and then Peaky Blinders.
I've watched most of those.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I watch Peaky Blinders and go to sleep.
Would you guys recommend Peaky Blinders?
Yes.
I saw it the other night.
Really cool show.
All right.
Yeah. Do you like gangster shows?
Whatever. As long as it's a good show, I love Sopranos.
Yeah, they do like this.
Goodfellas, Miller's Crossing.
Little Rascals. They were called Our Gang.
Right.
Yeah, so if you like gangster shows, it's really good. And it's in Birmingham in like the, 20s, I guess?
Okay.
So it was really an asshole back then.
Birmingham's still an asshole. I mean, that to their credit, they're a tough stock.
Yes.
But I think they kind of have to be.
I was going to say, do you know why? Because they live in Birmingham.
Well, listen, if you watch The Untouchables, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, people talk about Chicago now and the South Side, this and that. That movie takes place during Prohibition. And at one point, right, they're like, I can't believe you cops act like this. And he goes, yeah, you know, I'm from the South Side of Chicago.
Yeah.
Like, there's always just tough parts of town. Like, Southeast D.C., my parents were like, even when we grew up, you didn't go there.
You don't go there.
Right? It doesn't matter what the demographics are. There's just, I don't know how to explain it. There's certain towns that are tough. And
you don't go to the toughest part of the tough town.
Right. Birmingham's just one of those cities. Mm-hmm. And also, it's up north. It's weird. I think in America, when you think of, I'm going to try to say this nicely, kind of idiots or backward-ass people, you think of the South.
Right.
But try to say it nicely. Morons.
Yeah. That was nice.
I mean, you know, buck teeth and the whole thing.
But in England, it's the opposite. The farther north you go,
it's
like they're South.
Okay.
Damn it.
Damn.
I know. There was no nice way I was going to say that. Let's see. The Hollywood Reporter did a piece on Kevin Costner. Basically, his reputation lately has been deteriorating in Hollywood, as they say. Most of this stems from Yellowstone.
Yellowstone.
Yeah. Kind of like Yellingstone.
Yellingstone.
Can I step on the Yellingstone? I guess now they're saying he got into a physical fight with one of his co-stars, Wes Bentley, on the set of Yellowstone.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Bentley played the, I forget the character's name, but basically the adopted son.
Okay.
And they're just saying Kevin wanted him to improv during a scene. Wes felt the decision should be made by Taylor Sheridan,
the
show's creator.
Well, because he said he studied his lines. These are the lines for the scene.
And Costner.
And Costner wants to change the whole damn thing.
Right. And Costner and Sheridan, obviously, they clearly hate each other.
Okay.
So you can imagine I'm with Miles. If I'm the other guy, I'm like, look, man, he writes the show.
Yeah.
Let's just do it that way. So apparently no punches were thrown, but Costner got so upset, he lunges at him, pushing and shoving until they were, separated. One of the other co-stars is in the corner crying. And then it just says at this point, everybody's pissed at Costner. Because they said his diva-like act, they're just like, we're done with you. And look, TV and movies are just different. It's like, he writes the show, man.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah. And because you're not prepared and you don't know your lines, let's improv this.
Yeah, or just to say, hey, I think he would say it this way or that way. Right. It's like, you're not the director. You're a fellow actor. You are Kevin Costner, I get
it.
But you're also, right, like, you don't get to do this one.
Nope.
Let's see. If you like short, stout, tough white guys screaming, good news. Scataboo and the Giants are playing the Eagles tonight over on Amazon. That guy just apparently screams all the time.
Yep. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Virginia couple walks out of their home and are attacked by a man in a gas mask with a stick. We head to Ohio, where fire trucks are now delivering Domino's pizza. And you can bet it gets there quick.
Mm-hmm.
Florida couple gets teenage son a gun before abandoning him on the side of a road. One home's Halloween decorations looks like it's going to explode. At a Utah daycare, they lose a two-year-old for about an hour and now face a stiff $200 penalty. It's time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story. We're going to South Carolina, where the special effects are really something else. A couple known in the area for extravagant Halloween displays have upped the ante and prompted calls to authorities. This year, they've gone simple with the display, yet effective. It features their home illuminated with an orange-red lighting, with each window of their house glowing with a flickering yellow light, and smoke billowing out of multiple locations, giving the very real illusion that their home is on fire. If you haven't seen this, it's actually a really, really neat look. Passersby have called the fire department on several occasions, all being informed that it's merely a Halloween display, though they still check just in case because they think they have to. Right. Because the house still can catch on fire.
It can be on fire, yes.
The department has even used the home as the background for a fire safety video that they've created.
Damn.
The couple is known for their embracing of the Halloween season, offering a free pumpkin patch to locals in which they lay out upwards of 1,500 gourds for folks to pick out and take home.
I mean, it sounds cool.
Yeah.
You know, not a bad thing. Just don't make it so realistic.
We do have one home that I can think of as far as where my home was located that these guys truly embrace the Halloween spirit. There's a handful of people that decorate well. Yeah. These guys go all out, and they kind of have that house.
I have a neighbor that I forget that they do it every year.
Yeah.
I was taking the dog out for a walk Sunday. Turned the corner, and I'm like, oh, that's right. I mean, it was already full force. Like, Jesus, guys.
Damn,
it's kind of funny, kind of macabre.
Okay.
Like, if you're a kid, it probably scares you as an adult. There's some very subtle nods to things that I find funny, but I'm like, that's awesome. But the thing is, the scarier you make your house with decorate, even if kids are terrified, you're going to be the number one target for Halloween.
Yes.
You know they have candy, right?
I
don't care how creepy the yard is, like, they got candy.
Right. And they do it up. Not a whole lot of cartoonish stuff.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of spider webs, a lot of, you know, bloody hands on the window and whatnot. The lights are going up there. It's also just at that time of night and time of season, it's one of those very tall, thin houses with their sharp points on it. Like, it looks like a ghost house.
All right.
Like, doggone it,
full of candy.
Well, you bet.
I'm with you. Like, I never thought about decorating for Halloween. Like, in my neighborhood, there's a couple houses, but nowadays, it's wild. It seems like it's caught on huge.
Nice, dude.
Yeah.
And people go a lot more all out at Halloween than they do for Christmas.
Yeah.
Christmas, they might put some stuff in the yard. And it's inflatable this and blah, blah, blah. And it's all kind of just decent. It's fine. Maybe you have the whole reindeer set up and Santa's way. Halloween, it's like, okay, that same Santa, but we chopped his head off and spurts every 30 seconds.
That's right.
Then there's a house up in Maple Leaf that grows like giant pumpkins. And they're in their yard. So you can, like, walk by and be like, huh, giant pumpkin.
Nice.
That I've done it.
You sold me on that.
Well, I don't know. It seems really cool. I went over and was like, oh, the guy was like, I like your giant pumpkin.
A couple years ago, the lady and I went to...
talking to your wife.
Went for a Halloween walk on that night. Right. You know, decent action going on down the street, but we kind of hit a patch. We were all by ourselves, and we might have done a little bit of gardening and passed by a house, and the gal was like, hey, coming up, I got candy and, you know, and booze if you want. So I'm like,
boom.
If I wasn't trying not to freak out right now, I'd be in on that. Never went back there. Wanted to. Never went back
there. You should have, man. When they offer booze, you go.
I know, right? In other news, continuing with the Halloween seasonal stories, it's not uncommon for some spooky encounters to occur. And a couple in Virginia are no exception. They just had gotten home from the grocery store around 11 p.m., late night grocery shopping. What are we doing? And they say a masked individual appeared out of nowhere, wearing a distinctive outfit of tan spandex, a black jacket, and a gas mask. The unknown assailant began mercilessly beating the couple with a stick outside of their home.
Ooh.
He eventually fled the scene, and the couple are currently recovering. Authorities have yet to catch the suspect and are asking the public for any leads.
The fact that this makes news tells me it was random.
Yes.
Because you would know if someone's after
your
ass.
You would know, yeah.
And you say, like, look, I got some leads. Let's keep this on the DL.
Right.
Until we catch the guy I think it is.
Right. No, this guy's just a freak.
Yeah.
Odd story out of Florida. A teenager was picked up by police after an odd parting with his parents. The teenager says that he came home from school one day to his parents telling him that they were going to go on a little trip while they were frantically packing bags. As they departed, the teenager was informed that their destination was the bustling metropolis of either Guam or Idaho.
What?
One of the two.
Well, he's from Guam.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
They're from Guam. Yeah.
Okay, but how does Idaho figure into it?
Right. So the teen then informed them that he didn't want to go on the trip, to which they responded by pulling over to the side of the interstate, handing him a couple of the bags, declaring him the chosen one, and then asked that he take care of the house while they're gone.
I understand that Guam is U.S. territory.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if you are from Guam, you're an American.
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct. But when I read this first, and I forgot to Google it, I was wondering what you call someone who is from Guam.
Guamanian.
Is it a Guamanian?
Guamanian.
It's a Guamanian.
I actually did it on Big Dummy like 10 years ago. Okay. That is the only reason I
all right,
know.
Guamanian. Okay.
Well, it's a bunch of them. They're a bunch of Guamaniacs.
Guamaniacs, yeah. Remember 10,000 Guamaniacs? That's Starco Guam.
Natalie Merchant, yeah.
Officers eventually found and picked up the teenager. Getting inside of the story and searched through the bags to find a loaded firearm inside to aid him in fending for himself. His parents were soon tracked down and arrested. They're facing some pretty serious charges.
That sounds like they lost their minds. They told their son, you're the chosen one, and left him on the side of the highway.
Once you make that statement, you go, oh, and I see what's happening here. You're crazy.
But hey, you know, the game of weapons.
But just in case those stories have the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
Over to Ohio, where local fire department is doing a little community outreach. They partnered with the local Domino's branch and have teased that your pizza could be delivered by the fire department. Random customers will have fire crew members deliver their pizza, which is free if they have functional smoke alarms in their home at the time of delivery. If not, they're taking the opportunity to either change the batteries or replace the malfunctioning units altogether, as well as deliver some tips to safely buy, charge, or recycle lithium-ion batteries to avoid disaster.
Yeah, I was trying to find out if there's kids in the house.
Yeah.
Like, it would be interesting to me if they did that, but my kids would be delighted.
They're also encouraging elderly people to check in so they can stop by their house,
there you go.
Check their smoke detectors, carbon monoxide detectors, and all that.
Right. So, I'm not going to lie. I'd be fired up if the fireman showed up and he's in all the gear. I'm like, oh, cool.
Look at that. Pizza's on the house. You got a good smoke detector. Men's Room Sports. You got college football on the ESPN affiliates and CBS Sports. Playoff baseball on TBS and True TV. Thursday night football between the Eagles and the Giants over on Amazon. And it is finally time. Hockey is back in the Northwest. Yeah. Your Seattle Kraken have their first game of the season as they host the Anaheim Ducks here at Climate Pledge Arena. Puck drops at 7 over on NBC and Kong. As far as your weather, tonight we're looking at cloudy and a low of 52. Tomorrow, cloudy and a high of 59. So, the clouds are here. That's it for headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
One round of acoustic holiday tickets go on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. at 4:30. We'll be talking to Brent Smith from Shinedown.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. At least we hope it is. But until then, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.